Hey, what's going on? How we doing? I'm in my car on the way home, and this is another episode of Car Talks with Dominator051. Thank you so much for listening. Today, I've been thinking a lot about just kind of where the channel is, where I'd like it to go, in relation to streaming, and just kind of like throw some thoughts and things out there, and just kind of share where I've been with different things. And to be frank, with the channel, it's been great. I've been seeing pretty good growth, having a great time playing World of Warcraft lately with the new Battle for Azeroth expansion being released. A lot of fun. On the back end of stuff, that's where I've been really seeing just different situations come up. And a lot of it has to do with just trying to manage my time and being cognizant of the people around you. You know, when you stream and you have a significant other, it's affecting them straight up. It's a sacrifice for the other individual for you to be able to do this hobby or job or whatever it may be, because you're taking a time away from them, from their family, from your family time. For me right now, I'm literally in a car sitting in an hour long traffic. It takes me 30 minutes to get to work, so I'm traveling for about 2 hours, an hour and a half, 2 hours every day, plus doing a 9-hour shift. And then when I get home, I have about 6-7 hours before I have to go to bed and do it all over again the next day. In that 6-7 hours, there's errands you got to do, cleaning up, like there's things you just got to do, which doesn't leave a whole lot of time for, you know, with your significant other. It doesn't leave a whole lot of time for you to have consistent, deep, depth kind of times, you know, with your significant other and streaming and doing all the back end stuff when it comes to stream production. And that has been an issue that's come up over the past couple of weeks. And, you know, for me, this is just me sharing my truth and where I'm at and what's going on. And it's been difficult because I have all these ambitions. I want to be great. I want to eventually make this a part-time, full-time job. And I know what it's going to take to do that. It's going to take consistent work day in and day out, creating content, editing content, making sure that all the business end stuff for the channel is going to be going well. But at the same time, I know I have to work this 9-hour job every single day. I know I'm going to have to commute at the current situation that we're in, where our current location is compared to where my job is. Like, I know I'm going to have to take time away from my family in order to get where I want to go. And that sucks. And I hate it. I don't like taking away time from my wife. I don't like taking away time from family time. I don't want to, but I know that the return on investment in the future is going to be so much more better for the family as a whole. It just will be. If I can get to a point where I can be my own boss, the buck stops with me and I don't have to go through this red tape bull crap that I do at work, well, then then that's just going to be the most ideal situation for us and our family. I create the schedule. I create everything that goes into it. Like, you know, I'm getting to a place in my life where I want to work as hard as I can, as much as I can, especially with the time that I have being 26 years old, 2 days away from 27. You know, we're still in our 20s. Like, we still have time to make mistakes, and we still have time before kids and other, like, responsibilities come in the way as we get older. This is the perfect time to go after whatever the heck you want to go after. If you're 18, coming out of high school to 30, this is the perfect time to put your hand to the plow and put in the work and figure out what you want to do. And in that process, try new different things. 2.5 years ago, I knew what streaming was, but I didn't do it until I actually started doing it and loving it. That's when I realized, wow, I really enjoy doing this, and I want to do this as much as I can day in and day out. And that's what I want to do now. I want to get there, and I know what's going to take to get there. And it's been a struggle lately trying to figure out how to work around that. How do I work around a 9-hour job, an hour and a half, 2 hours of traffic, and at the same time maintain a stable working marriage? You know, just to be clear, like, we're doing, like, we're good. We're just trying to figure things out. And I think it's a hard, It's hard to do, especially when two people are on different, not different, like, I'm trying to find the right words here because I don't want to come off, just different ambition levels. How about that? Right now, I have high ambition. I got things I want to do and accomplish. I know what's going to take. I have a game plan. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to execute. And that's okay. And it's just as okay and perfectly fine if you do not have those ambitions and you do not have those dreams and aspirations. It's absolutely okay. You do not have to feel like the only way to be successful in life is to make six figures. If you're totally fine making 40K a year, being the coach of your daughter's softball and soccer teams, and you're perfectly happy, then you're absolutely doing absolutely everything right. I just know for me that that's definitely something I'd want to do one day. That's one of my goals, is be my son or daughter's sports coaches. That's beside the point. But like, you are the one who define what successful is. And I talked about this on a previous podcast. And for me, I know that working a government job for X amount of years is not success for me. It just isn't. It's the cop out. It's the cop out. That's exactly what it is. I don't want to sit in this comfy, you know, government job. Like, I don't. I don't want to be here forever. I don't want to be like a lot of people on at my work. Like, my entire workforce at work is basically just people over their 40s. Like, I'm one of the youngest people not in the military. So I'm a civilian. Youngest civilians at where I work. Like, it's insane how the demographics of the youth to the, like, old people are at where I work. And I do, and I see the example every single day, and I do not want that for my life. And if you see that for your life, you need to figure out and reverse engineer one. Okay, so what do I want? What do I want to do? And reverse engineer that. Start there, what you want to do, and work your way backwards. And that's what I've done with this whole streaming and gaming and content creation and podcast. Like, that's exactly what I've done. And I'm on the path. I'm on the way. I'm only 5 months in, and I've been grinding, and I've been going. I've been doing, and I'm loving it. And I just feel like there's been different roadblocks outside of the stream. That's been, like, inside the streaming world, everything's been going great. I've been so happy. I've been so much passionate about doing the thing that I love. Outside streaming world, it's been difficult, and it's hard to balance the two. And I share all this not to, I really hope I'm not coming across as complaining. I want to share this and speak my truth and where I'm at, because that is the only thing I can do to convey, like, how hard it is to make it, whatever job you're trying to do, or whatever you're trying to do in life. Like, I'm sharing my truth so you can learn from it and hopefully be able to apply it somehow to your life, where you can maybe avoid these type of pitfalls or get some inspiration from what I'm saying. Because let me go through the hard stuff so when you get to those situations, you know what to do and you know how to get through it. Like, that's exactly how I see this current episode. And I don't know if you can tell in my voice, it probably sounds a lot different than other podcasts that I've had. But I get a little bit more energy and excitement and passion because I'm very passionate about what I do, and I want to keep continue to doing it, and I want to do it at a very high level. But it's going to, you, Professor Broman said this once on his podcast, but you will literally go through the gambit of emotions when it comes to the streaming game, when it comes to content creation, and when anything that requires time, work, and sacrifice, you're going to go through the gambit of emotions. You're going to go through the highs, and you're going to go through the lows. The highest of highs and the lowest of lows. I'm so sorry. There's a huge, loud truck next to me in the car, and I'll do my absolute best to edit that sound out. Oh, dear Lord. It is a big truck. I digress. You're going to go through these tough times, and you will come out on the other end of it. It just, you get to decide how that happens. You can either come out through it on top, or, you know, or you go in another direction. It just, it's up to you. And, you know, I'm going to do my absolute best to keep on the path of making content as consistently as possible. I know I could do a lot more, and I want to do a lot more. But at the current state of my life and where our family is, it doesn't seem possible. And that hurts on a deep level. Because for me, guys, like, for me, this is a little bit story. For me, I've had the example of a hardworking individual my entire life, and it was my dad. Like, my dad missed my first steps in my entire life because he got called up while he was in the National Guard during the LA riots. I believe in 1992, you had the Los Angeles riots, and my dad was in the Army National Guard, got called up, had to go protect the city, had to go enforce laws, had to go, you know, put his life on the line, and he missed some of the most important milestones, like, one, you know, as a baby, you miss their first steps, you know? And when I was in growing up and playing Little League Baseball, I remember my dad coming to practices, but since games were in the on the weekends most of the time, he couldn't really make those. He came to the ones during the week, but that was not too often. But the ones on the Saturday mornings, he couldn't make because he was at work providing for our family. He's a butcher. He's a meat cutter. He's been doing that since he was 10 years old. My grandpa did that his entire life too. But he was providing for us. And on the side of working 40 hours a week, he, over my entire life, I can remember him working on his insurance and investment business as well. And, you know, he's about to retire here soon, and he's literally able to walk away and residually make, like, thousands and thousands of dollars over on the year. But it took him a long time to build to that. And he literally still does this to his day. He's over 60 years old now. Works 40 hours a week on manual labor because you're cutting meat all day, lifting heavy things, lifting meat around, packaging things. Like, he works super hard at work 40 hours a day, and then sometimes two, three, four, five hours at night goes out on appointments and helps teach people how to invest their money, where to put their money, how to save properly, how to get out of debt. Like, that's his job on the side. Like, that's his side hustle. Like, it's crazy to think that my dad has been an entrepreneur this whole time and I didn't even know it. But I've had the best example of what hard freaking work looks like my entire life. And it only took me 26 years to realize that. And for me, it's so hard for me to see, like, to know that I can do so much more, to know that I am absolutely capable of doing so much more, but at the same time, it just feels like I can't because of certain circumstances. And like I said, I share this because I want you to be able to look at your life and look at the things that you want and just audit yourself and see if, you know, basically count the cost of what it's going to take to get there. You know, for me, counting the cost, he had to miss my first steps. He had to, like, he's in the military. He had to miss it. Like, and that's the price he had to pay. For him to get to where he would provide for my family, he had to miss my Little League Baseball games. And, you know, sitting back, I'm absolutely glad he did. Because now I can sit back and look at my dad and be absolutely proud of the man that he is and the example that he gave me. You know, I'm not sitting here all hurt, like, oh, my dad didn't go to my baseball games. No. Like, what kind of loser weak mentality is that? Like, I should be grateful that I even have a dad who was in my life, first off, and then I'm going to go whine and complain that he didn't come to my baseball games because he was trying to provide for a family. Like, you know, that's where I'm coming from. I had one of the best examples of what hard work looks like, and I still do, even to this day. He is such a hard worker, and he's going through a lot right now after our grandma passed this past year. You know, taking care of that. He's every single parent that has died, he's the person who's taking care of it. He's the most responsible. And that's the man I got to look up to every single day. And that's the man I want to be for the rest of my life. Where my kids can look up to me and see that that's my dad. He's the one who's hardworking. He's the one who put us where we're at, and he's the one who got us here. But at the same time, it required a lot of sacrifice on my mom, still to this day, to, you know, let him go do that and be able to accomplish that and be able to do all that. Like, it's not just my dad in this scenario. There's two people involved. It's a marriage. It's a family. Like, there's more than one person that's affected by this. And that's where I'm starting to learn in my relationship that it's going to take any sort of success. If you're in any sort of committed relationship, it's going to take both of you to get there. Whoever dreams and goals, ambitions, whatever you both have, it's going to take you both to get there. You cannot do it on your own because you will not make it on your own. And that's not even just with a committed relationship. That's with anything in life. Anything. You will need people to get there. Whether it's they let you get you in the foot in the door, they give you that internship, they get you that studio time so you can record your music, like whatever it's going to be, there's going to be other people in your life to get there. Whew. Man, that was a that was a lot. that was fun. You know why that was fun? Because I know wherever you're at in life, I know it's going to be valuable to you. Let me share my burdens and the things I'm going through and give you value and hopefully give you some insight on life and what hard work's like. Hard work looks like. But man, that was absolutely just a blast to be able to share and just put out there and just speak my truth, because that is what I've been struggling with and going through. Now, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you listen to any episode, thank you, thank you, thank you. You can always find me on my socials at Dominator051, and you can always find the live stream where I live play or live in front of a live audience play video games at mixer.com/Dominator051. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you next time. Peace out.